Word secret.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today going up to 28. Pretoria and Rustenburg are high of 30 degrees.
In Soweto, on the N1 northbound, there's queuing traffic towards Main Reef Road Bridge.
In your sport, the local franchises turn their focus to the URC this weekend, and UEFA reopens the bidding to host the 2027 Champions League final after the match was stripped from Milan.
The remains of freedom fighters who died in Zimbabwe and Zambia are expected to land back in South Africa today. Minister of Defence and Military Veterans Angie Motshekga, together with the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture, Gated McKenzie, will receive the mortal remains of former liberation heroes and heroines who passed away in those countries. The event will take place at the Waterkloof Air Force Base. Yesterday, Deputy President Paul Mashatile said among the remains to be repatriated to South Africa are those of struggle stalwarts Duma Nokwe, Florence Moposho and Basil February.
The repatriations of the remains from Zambia and Zimbabwe form part of the Resistance and Liberation Heritage Route Project. As a national memory project, this initiative aims to commemorate, celebrate, educate, promote and provide a durable testament to South Africa's road to freedom.
Mashatile delivered the keynote address on Heritage Day in Ficksburg in the Free State yesterday. He also acknowledged that government was not prepared for the extent of the past weekend's snowfall. This follows the 30-kilometre-long backup of motorists stuck in the snow and bitterly cold conditions on the N3 from Friday, some of them for up to 48 hours. A 39-year-old woman died of hypothermia in hospital on Saturday after she was stuck in a taxi overnight. More about Mashatile's address, it's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To the looming electricity prices, the National Energy Regulator, or NERSA, has now published Eskom's controversial application to claw back money. It starts with what consumers are fearing.
The proposed average price increases for Eskom direct customers being 36.15% from 1st April 2025 to 31st March 2026.
After that, a proposal for 11.81% in 2027 and a 9.1% tariff hike in 2028. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says Eskom's revenue application is based on the costs that it will incur to provide electricity to customers. NERSA will now table this Eskom proposal for public consultation. More about this on our news blog. In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has delayed his departure for the UN General Assembly in New York as the Israeli army pounds Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Yesterday, UN member states called on Israel to refrain from a full-scale war in its neighboring country. The Israeli government says Netanyahu will today consult about his army's attacks. And in Russia, the government has called for their nationals to start having children. Russian MPs yesterday called for a ban on promoting childless lifestyles, saying couples who choose not to have children are living against Russia's conservative values. Russia is facing an aging population and low birth rates that threaten its economic future. The new legislation, if pushed through, would amount to a ban on the ideology of a child-free movement. The Kremlin adds a large and friendly family is the basis of a strong state. I'm Khada de Souza, jou top story. Die uur, die oorskot van vryheidsvegters, word vandag van Zimbabwe en Zambia teruggevlieg Suid-Afrika toe.
You know what I want to do? We made a video, a dancing video, you know us.
Yes, we do.
The eager dancers. Mm. And it's on TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Can follow us there, have a look at our dance, because that will help you get closer to 50,000 rand cash for the secret sound. Here's the sound. If you want to play next and grab 50,000 bucks, go and have a look at the video, follow us on social media, have a look at the video, and then SMS me, first word secret, with your name, to 37942. SMS my nou as jy wil speel vir 50,000 rand, 37942, eerste woord secret met jou naam.